This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Gas prices have you reconsidering your summer driving vacation plans? Here's another program bonus from Day to Day, our little-known tourist attractions feature. In Arkansas, you might consider Buffalo River National Park. It's in the north-central part of the state. It's a favorite destination for hikers and paddlers and cavers.
Although that threatens the fragile ecosystem. So Arkansas Nature Conservancy staked a claim on the Buffalo River headwaters at a place called Smith Creek Preserve. Jacqueline Froelich of member station KUAF takes us there.
Smith Creek, heavy with rain, falls over a jumble of huge gray boulders into a deep milky turquoise pool. Condensation drips on Arkansas Nature Conservancy biologist Michael Slay as he follows the creek to a moss-encrusted sinkhole.
Smith Creek is what we call a losing stream, and that's a stream section that where the water disappears underground.
That's because the ground here is constantly shifting, opening, and collapsing. The Ozark Plateau's like a giant cake. Layers of cream-colored sandstone cover vast strata of white limestone with ribbons of black shale. Over millennia, the cake cracked. Rainstorms carved deep fissures, underground streams, and caves, what geologists call karst. That's a Slovenian word meaning stony field. We track the creek several miles west to Sherfield Cave, one of 3,000 in Arkansas. Even though it's remote, the cave's been a popular tourist destination, especially among the caving community. But too many visitors have upset one resident, the endangered Indiana bat. So now the cave's locked up. But Michael Slay has the key, and his team leads one public expedition a year and a handful of scientific jaunts like this one.
Plus,
got all the lights. Got your three lights.
I got three lights.
Batteries.
Batteries.
Your gloves.
Gloves. Anybody want water?
I've got water.
We clip on helmets and pull on knee and elbow pads over layers of clothing. Even in the summer, the cave is 58 degrees. Just getting to the cave is hard, through tick-infested blackberry bramble, over barbed wire fence, and up a rocky slope. But once there...
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You can feel the wind coming out of this cave, and that's usually an indication of a big cave system.
The passageway shrinks to a few feet high. We scrunch down and turn on our headlamps. The ceiling sparkles with moisture. Tiny pipistrelle bats hang inches from our heads.
Bat just flew by me. Look at there.
After several hundred feet, we stand up in a large chamber and step into sticky clay muck. The cavern turns into another tunnel. Back on our bellies, we inch several hundred more feet and walk into an open section filled with gravel.
Wow, look at that.
This is a stream disappearing at Smith Creek.
Slay and his team have mapped about half of this 13-mile-long cave, studying its unique aquatic habitat.
If you were to flip some rocks in this water, you might find some different types of crustaceans, cave isopods. You might find a cave amphipod. A cave isopod would be the aquatic cave version of what we call on the surface is a roly-poly. And the cave amphipod is a species similar to, on the surface, we would call a scud or a side swimmer.
By the way, I'm conducting this interview in pitch darkness, sitting on a rock ledge. Cavers switch off their helmet lights to conserve batteries. We cross the creek to check on a monitoring station, then explore a new cavern above it. Bat markings cover the walls. They look like miniature ancient cave paintings. Pools of water reveal living, growing crystals. Eventually, we crawl our way back to the surface where, smiling and covered in mud, we watch Smith Creek flow past toward the Buffalo National River. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.